Blog Talk Radio.
right. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome, 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 everybody. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love that song. Praise God. Gotta go back sometime. Praise God. Amen. Welcome. Welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I'm in the morning, y'all, but it's nighttime now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's our New Year's service, and I'm just excited what God is doing and how he is moving. Praise God. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited. I'm excited for the crossover. I'm excited for, you know, how God is transitioning us, amen, from our 2020 into the 2021, amen, hallelujah. So we got to get ready, and we got to make the shift, amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God this day, amen, for who he is. Amen. And let me pray. I'm in the morning, but it's nighttime. I'm not used to being on here this time of night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing on this night, Father God. The word is going forward all over the world. Some people are already celebrating the new year coming in, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, that we are here to celebrate, God, the transition, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done throughout the year, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Whether we felt it was bad or good, Father God, but you were still yet good and you were still yet with us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice, because I know that distance is not a barrier with you, Father. So I ask that you bless them right now, God. Open up their minds, open up their hearts, God, to the things of you, God, today, Father God, starting with myself, God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, God, that only comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for greatness. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, for what you're getting ready to do for thy people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just give you glory. We honor your presence. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on this night. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to us tonight because, yes, it is our New Year's, you know, service tonight, and we know that there's many words that's going on, but I really, really sought the Lord for what he wanted us to know and what's coming down the pike. Amen. Praise God. So in our time of reflection on tonight and thinking about the past year and the things that you had to go through, the things that God allowed you to go through, the time that you saw yourself, praise God, glory to God, the time that God did some great things in us in the midst of all that was going on in our lives, praise God, we recognize that there was some things in us, praise God, that God has enhanced and he has groomed and he has brought glory over some things, whether you might not see it, but there were some things that God has already done in our lives in the midst of what's going on, in the midst of, glory to God, the pandemic and all the craziness around the world, amen. There were some things that God has placed on the inside of us, and you're getting ready to see the manifestation of what God has planted in you. Amen. Come on, Holy Ghost. You're getting ready to see what God has planted in you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So I want to take us to the book of Isaiah. God has been really talking to the people of God in Isaiah. Praise God, in Isaiah 54. And I think I read that one time, but God bringing a different twist to the word tonight. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah 54. And I'm going to read from the first verse, and then I'm going to see where God wants me to stop. Amen. Praise God. So just get ready, amen, for a mind shift and what God is getting ready to do in your life. Praise God. And one thing, before I read this, I hear the Holy Spirit saying to me that even though, amen, that we're in the beginning of the stage of getting ready to go into 2021, Praise God, hallelujah. There is some, you know, sometimes, praise God, that sometimes we think that we go through darkness and all that stuff that goes on, but even in the dark place, and we feel that we've been planted in that dark place and things are not going to take place in our lives. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, yes, Holy Ghost, that even when we feel like in that dark place, when we feel like we're planted, it seems like we're not moving, it seems like we can't go forward, amen, praise God, that is the best place to be, because whether you realize it or not, the Lord said that, yes, you have been planted. Come on, Holy Ghost. You have been planted, and we know how the soil is. We have been planted, and that means that darkness, you're going to grow out of that place. Amen. Praise God. You're going to grow, amen, out of that dark place. Amen. You've been planted. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You've been planted. Amen. And some good soil. Come on, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. So here it says, sing, O barren, you who have borne. Break forth into singing. Come on, it's time to start singing and cry out loud. You who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate, come on, Holy Ghost, than the children of the married woman, saith the Lord. He says here, he says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtain of your dwelling. He said, do not spare, lengthen your cord and strengthen your stakes in the ground. Come on, Holy Ghost. For you shall expand to the right and to the left. And your descendant will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited, meaning lived in. He said, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. I'm talking to us tonight, praise God, hallelujah. For you will forget the shame of your youth. And will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your maker is your husband. Come on, Holy Ghost. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. Come on, Holy Ghost. For the Lord has called you. Oh, hear what the Holy Ghost say to you tonight. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, saith the Lord. For a mere moment, he said, come on, for a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercy I will gather you. With a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you. Put your name there. I will have mercy on you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, God, I give you the glory. Here, praise the Lord, we know the clock is ticking. And at this moment, we have less than a couple hours before we begin the new year 2021. Anybody excited for the new year 2021? We are seeing this moment because God was faithful. He was faithful. Why was he faithful? Because we are still here. He is still saying, y'all, come on. I want you to sing. I want you to know that you're not going to be barren. I want you to know, praise God, I'm going to prosper. I want you to know that you're not going to be ashamed. Come on, Holy Ghost. We are seeing this moment because why? God is faithful, y'all. Down to the smallest detail of our life had been guided by God. Let's lift up our hands and give God thanks for the Lord for 2020. Oh, y'all better come on and praise God for 2020. That's the time that God showed us That is the time, praise God, that God was grooming us. That is the time, praise God, that God was severing ties. That is the time, amen, praise God, that God was putting glory on us. Come on, Holy Ghost. God has given us some challenges. Come on. But 2021, God says to tell the people, divine expansion. Divine expansion. What do you mean, God? Divine expansion. When God was speaking, amen, about lymphing the cord, put the stuff, put it in the right places, amen, praise God. And we know that divine expansion, a thing formed by enlargement. Broaden your horizon, broaden your mind, because a lot of times we think too small. Come on, Holy Ghost. Or develop of something, a growth, an action of becoming larger or more extensive, an enlargement. Don't forget the enlargement, because God said that he don't want us to be limited in what's taking place, because there is some things that he's already put in place. Amen, praise God. But I want to talk to us tonight, amen, enlargement, the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtain wide, he said. Do not hold back, he said. Lengthen your cord, straighten your stakes in the ground, for you will spread out on the right and the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in the desolate places. God wants you to see life moving forward. See yourself going forward. Come on, Holy Ghost. See yourself going forward. A lot of times we get stuck in a rut. It's like, okay, God, I'm staying here. I don't want to move. I don't want a promotion. I don't want to move further in ministry. But we get stuck in a rut. But that's not what God is saying. He wants us to keep moving forward. God has a plan to bless you in all areas of your life. Maybe you have faced a setback. Come on, Holy Ghost, in 2020. This year, nothing much has changed for you. Sometimes we feel that way. Nothing's changing. But God, how many know that God is moving? So when people say to me, there is such that nothing's changing, yes, it is, because God is moving behind the scenes. You cannot see his hand. All you got to know that he has a plan for you, and he's going to do good by you. He's going to bless you if you stay where he wants you to stay, saith the Lord thy God. Come on, Holy Ghost. So you might face some challenges. Yes, it's been some challenges. It's been some setbacks. But God is reminding us that he is going to revive us and bring us again to a place of power and prosperity. Hear what the Spirit is saying to us tonight. Power and prosperity. He wants us to know, praise God, that I'm going to bring you into that place. I'm going to bring you into a place of power. I'm going to bring you in a place of prosperity. A lot of time, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, we think that we're going to always be the same. But I hear the Holy Spirit says, I'm getting ready to pour out my spirit upon you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. I'm getting ready to pour out my blessing upon you. But if there is something that God wants from us as well. You got to understand, praise God, that when God started handing out, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, his blessings, amen, praise God, he wants something from us. Come on, Holy Ghost. I want to announce that a shift is taking place. You are entering into a new season. But I want to talk to us about that new season. Come on, God. That new season is going to cause you to pray more. It's going to, because I keep hearing the Holy Spirit says, I'm getting ready to do some good things in your life, but it's going to cause you to pray more, because what I'm going to do, praise God, is going to have divine direction. You have to have guidance. You have to have stability. It's all those things that go together that God wants us to have. We have to have staying power. I hear you, Holy Ghost. We have to have that. But in order for God to do what he wants to do in your life, praise God, just like the wind can shift direction, in this new year, things are going to shift in your favor. Some of you are in the same level year after year. You think you have reached your limit, but that's not what God is saying. Hallelujah. God is telling us, I'm going to do a new thing. Somebody say a new thing. God is getting ready to do a new thing. And I don't want you to think that I'm just speaking words. I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying. I am sent here with a message from God to speak to you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You feel like you reached your limit. God is saying, I'm going to do a new thing. Are you ready for the new thing in your life? Are you ready? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is not going to hold back on you. You're going to see things unfold. This is a time, praise God, that you're going to cross over in victory. You're going to cross over in manifestation. You're going to cross over in an upgrade. You're going to cross over into expansion. Those are the things that God is speaking to us tonight. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I'm going to do a new thing, says the Lord. God is going to thrust you farther than you can imagine. He's going to open doors that you never even dreamed possible. How to receive that expansion? Understand your present. Do you understand where you're at right now? Yes, Holy Spirit. Have you understand where you've been from the beginning of the year, praise God, to now, praise God? Do you understand what you needed, in order to go forward in the things of God? What things that you want to leave behind? What mindset that you want to get God to fix for you? How you want to get a heart checkup? How you want to repent to the Lord? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Do you understand your present? Because when you understand your present, you will know, praise God, what God is getting ready to do in your future. Yes, I had setbacks. Yes, I messed up. Yes, I didn't do what God told me to do. But now, God, I repent for my sins, and I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to shake myself loose. I'm going to go back into the things that you desire for me to go. You're going to give me divine direction. You're going to make the crooked places straight in my life, praise God. You're going to give me GPS. Yes, in my spirit, praise God. Where to go and where not to go, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Remember, God delivered the Israelites from the iron hand of Pharaoh was like a taskmaster. He was one, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that will work you to death, praise God. He will hold you back, praise God, keep you in the same place. Miraculously, divided the Red Sea, and God brought them through the wilderness to the promised land. Remember, God delivered the Israelites from Pharaoh's hand, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Divided the Red Sea, brought them through the wilderness to their promised land. Are you ready to go to that promised land? But listen, listen, but Israel was not faithful to God. They wasn't faithful. They asked for a king, and the king led them to idolatry. They lived a compromised life. Israel sinned against God. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, we got to make sure that our life lines up with the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, God. In 2 Kings in 17 and 7 and 8, Israel exiled because of sin. All this took place because the Israelites had sinned against the Lord their God, who brought them up out of Egypt. Are we ready to come up and out Egypt? Come on, Holy Ghost. That is that place that, praise God, that we used to be in, that place that we talk about all the time, that Egypt place. And we thought we had fun in that place, praise God. But see, God had a plan. God has a plan for you, praise God. He brought you up and out of Egypt from under the power of Pharaoh's king. Come on, somebody. Of Egypt. They worship other gods and follow practices of nations the Lord had driven out before them, as well as practice the king of Israel had induced on them. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. So the Lord was very angry with Israel. See, you don't want God angry with you, praise God. You don't want that. And remove them from his presence. Look at their condition. Israel was suffering in exile. They were completely controlled and overrun by Babylon. Explain, they was barren, amen, in that place. And that's why God says, sing, O barren, fear, shame, disgrace, and humiliation and reproach. We're not going to look at those things no more. We're coming, we're crossing over. We're not going to have fear. We're not going to have shame. We're not going to have disgrace. We're not going to be humiliation. All those things, reproach. Here, do not be afraid. God said, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Oh, come on, somebody. Have you ever been in some things, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and you ask God, don't expose you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. God, give us time to come out of things. He give us time, amen, to repent. He said, do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of the widowhood. Amen. You're not going to feel deserted, distressed, or rejected. Come on, Holy Ghost. A lot of time we are feeling deserted, distressed, and rejected. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young, only to be rejected, says the Lord. Then they was abandoned. For a brief moment, God says, I abandoned you. But with deep compassion, I will bring you back. Have you ever felt that you were by yourself? Amen. In the midst of all that's going on, praise God. He said, yeah, at that time, because of their sins, amen, praise God. He said, for a brief moment, I abandoned you. But with deep compassion, I will bring you back. Afflicted, lashes, some storms, and not comfort. Here, praise God, afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comfort, sin took Israel into the pit of ruin. They were fruitless. Come on, Holy Ghost. There was no growth regardless of how much effort was put in it. Israel was one of hopelessness, fruitfulness, and barren. But hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us tonight. Tonight, God, do not know, amen, what's your shortcoming? What is your shortcoming? Do you know your shortcoming? We're in now in the year 2020 because we have not crossing over yet. I do not know if you've been unfaithful to God. Maybe you have been neglected your spiritual life. Neglected the church. Maybe you messed up in your family, in your personal life. You could not hold on to your calling. But I see a group of people right here on this line tonight. It's also maybe that you have done everything right, but still face disgrace in this year 2020. Maybe your dreams were shattered in pieces. Maybe your health was, and maybe you struggled, or you struggled in your career or your business, or your peace was shattered. How many know, praise God, there's nothing, that peace, of mind is nothing like a peace of mind from the Lord. My God, I give you the glory. We all need the peace of God. Somebody say, I need the peace of God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, because things are getting ready to happen. God is getting ready to bless. And so I need the peace of mind from the Lord. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. My God, I give you the glory. Who needs peace tonight? Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. I hear the Spirit of the living God. Somebody need peace of mind. Your mind is all over the place. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But God can give you peace. Your peace will come back to you. Maybe some of you felt humiliated. I have good news for you. Barrenness is not a permanent condition. Oh, come on, somebody, say barrenness is not a permanent condition. You may be going through the fire and the flood, or the devil would have been taking your blessings right now. Praise God. But let me hear you say, God, I thank you, because the grace of God that covers you, the grace of God that covers your blessings, the grace of God that won't let the enemy take what he wants from you, because the grace of God keeping you, the grace of God is protecting you. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God is promising divine expansion in 2022. God promised divine expansion. I want you to give God the glory for divine expansion. You might can't see it now. You might don't understand what he's doing. It might seem quiet right now. Come on, Holy Ghost. But God has a bigger plan for you, a plan that you cannot see. And you know, I thought about it today, praise God, how God, sometimes you can be around people and they just see you as yourself. They don't see the gift within you. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, until God unravels the gift. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, when the gift comes forward, when the baby comes forward, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you have now birthed, everybody wants to see the baby, everybody wants to hold the baby, everybody wants to nurture the baby, but you got to ask them, where was you? When I was going through my distress, when I was going through my shame, when I was going through my sin, where was you? Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Everybody now want to rock the baby. Everybody want to hold the baby. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Everybody just want to walk it where it wants to go. Praise God. Because the baby is getting ready to walk into glory. So I speak over you today in the name of Jesus, as I'm hearing the Holy Spirit. Your gift is going to birth. Amen. Praise God. And that's why he said, sing, O barren woman. He said, yes, you was that one that was destined. You was that one that was left behind. You was that one that was talked about. You was that one that they scandalized your name. You was the one they left by themselves. Amen. You was that one that they thought that would never make it. But my God, my God, my God, he will bring you forward. He will put a glory on that you have never seen. And that's why he said, don't you think small. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Here, God is saying, enlarge, enlarge, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtain wide. Do not hold it back. Lengthen your cord. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out on the right and on the left. Here, your descendants will dispossess the nation and settle in their desolate cities. Say the word of God, enlarge and stretch. God is telling you, you will not be disgraced. You will spread out to the left and the right. You will stretch your own curtain because of what the Lord is doing in your life. So don't look at what you are now. Oh, heck, oh, my Shanda. Don't look at who you are now. Don't you see yourself in that small place, in that place where you feel like you're never going to grow. That place, amen, that you feel like the iron gates are all around you. That place, amen, that you think that God is not going to do nothing. I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, don't look at, praise God, where you're at now. Don't see yourself where you're at now. See the change that's coming. A barren woman are usually considered fruitless and a failure. The Lord is telling us, it doesn't matter what your condition is presently right now. A season is coming. It's coming your way. Ignore what the people have called you. You whose life was once a laughing stock, be glad now. You whose hope was dead, dreams were darkened, eyes were swollen with tears, rejoice now. Burst into song and praise and thanksgiving. Your God, somebody say, my God, the Lord God of heaven has remembered you today. Come on, somebody. God has remembered you today. God's plan to prosper you. Listen what God is saying. Amen. Praise God. When Jabez prayed to the Lord, he said, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hands be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free of pain. Come on, somebody. I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. God said to Abraham, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. God indeed did what he promised Abraham. So now, no matter what your condition, come on, Holy Ghost, don't hold back. Do not let yourself feel like you're useless and wasted. Your life is not wasted. When you are in God, it's nothing a waste. What you've been through is not a waste. God will use your mess, amen, praise God, and put a blessing on top of it and tell you now, you are birthing greatness. I know what you did. I seen what you did. But I know my God will see you through. In the name of Jesus, don't you mess up, amen, praise God, what God is getting ready to do for you. God is not finished with you yet. You may have tried before and failed. Get back up. God is going to expand you. How to receive God's divine expansion? Just repent of your sins, amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us settle this matter. This is what Isaiah said. Come now and let us settle the matter, says the Lord. See, God says, come now. Come on, let's settle this matter. Let's get this thing over with so I can bless you. Come on, Holy Ghost. Ah, yes, God. Though your sins are like scarlet, he says, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Then he went on to say in Acts 8:22-23, he said, repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. Come on, Holy Ghost. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin. See, God is a God that he will allow us to come to him. He will allow us, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, to forgive yourself today. Praise God. This is a new season. We're getting ready to cross over into a new year. Everything, praise God, has to go through a place, amen, of calling straight. It's a straight place, amen, praise God. So therefore, you see, 2020, you're going to go into a place, amen, of 2021. But you got to understand, praise God, this is a place, amen, yes, Honorable Shanda, that's a process. You just don't jump into 2021 and think everything is going to be all right. It's a process. We're going to get to where God is saying. Some people might go through right away. Some people are going to take a little minute. Some people might take a week or a month. But God is going to do that what he say he's going to do. He is not a man that he shall lie. Come on, somebody. He says, repent. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness. So here, do not go to the new year with your old sins. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, 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 Jesus. Forgive me, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. We give God the glory. Somebody would say, we give God the glory. We give God the glory. Come on, let's give God the glory. We are getting ready to go into a new place in life. We are getting ready, yes, Holy Ghost. We are getting ready to go into a new place. God is getting ready to bless us in abundance, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I want to thank you, Jesus, for what he's getting ready to do. I want to thank the Lord for his grace and his mercy. We want to thank the Lord for how he's going to open up things in our lives. We're going to thank the Lord, yes, Holy Spirit, for all that he is doing. So we are getting ready. We are getting ready. We are getting ready, yes, Holy Spirit, to go into another place in God. Yes, God, I give you glory. Somebody give God the glory because he's awesome. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody thank the Lord because he's awesome. He's an awesome God. He's doing great and mighty things. We give God the glory. Here, it says, do not go into the next year with the same thing on our minds. Let us not go in, amen, hallelujah, the Boshanda, into the newness of what God is getting ready to do. God is getting ready to pour out his blessing on his people. He's getting ready to move by his mighty power. Only he can do this. Only God can bring you out the way he wants to bring you out. Only God sees what you're going through. A lot of times people don't understand what you're going through. They don't see what God see in you as well. But we know that there is greater coming to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank him and we give him praise. I'm going to go to a song, but I'll be right back, y'all, because I have something to end with. For the Lord is speaking to us tonight. Amen.
And I will have to go through 3 stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me.
the beating in the spirit. Happy, yeah. I'm rushing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, y'all. We're getting ready to give God the glory. Amen. God just want us to know, praise God, our new year. Amen. Our old sins, we say repent. Amen. Praise God. God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life. Believe in spite of your circumstances. Just like he said, sing, barren woman. You have never borne a child. Burst into a song. Shout for joy, you who were never in labor. What does that word mean, and what do it mean? He says, sing, O barren woman. Shout for joy, O barren one. Sing, singing is a sign of faith. You cannot sing in your troubles if you do not have faith. Come on, somebody. You got to believe that God is going to change things. That is what the Bible says in Hebrews 11, calls as faith, right? Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Do you hear the voice of God? Did you hear the command in spite of what really and reality may be saying? There are no children. There is no salt. There is no sweet. Amen. Praise God. But we got to know, praise God, the army, the arms of the empty. Come on. You are an army and the arms of the empty. The mother is nursing her child because there is no child. And come on. The mother is not nursing no child because there is no child. And yet the Holy Spirit through the prophet Isaiah says, oh, sing. Come on. Oh, sing. Oh, sing through the children. Come on. Sing, 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 because there is some things that's getting ready to happen. You're not going to remain barren. The Holy Spirit shout for joy as if the children was already born. Why? Because Father has declared the children are coming. Come on. The Father has declared that your breakthrough is coming. In reality, it says there is failure, disgrace, and frustration. That's reality. But what God said, God declares those days are over. Those days of rejoicing are here. Amen. Believe by faith that God has done what he said he's going to do. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch forth the tent. Come on. Make it wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen the cord. Amen. Strengthen the stakes. Come on, somebody. Before we can increase on the outside, we have to make room for on the inside. You cannot get what God wants without enlarging your capacity and make it, come on, it takes hard work. You want change? You're willing to stretch? Man has love. Listen. When I was reading, I came across, amen, a little story. You know how it is with these little stories. The man had lovebirds, amen, in his house. And when he was a teenager initially, it was just two birds in a small metal cage. One vacation, he decided to enlarge the cage capacity. So it took an old wooden cupboard, started working on it to make room for more birds. In the process, he spent a lot of time hammering his thumb, amen, dropped things on his toes, amen. The cage then was completed. Everyone loved it and said, oh, it is so beautiful. It looks great. We all love the finished product. Come on, everybody loves the finished product, but they don't know, praise God. You done hammered your fingers, praise God. You done dropped things. You done tried to get this thing enlarged. And anytime that you're trying to enlarge something, praise God, it's going to hurt a little bit, but you got to be willing, amen, to make the sacrifice. You got to be willing to work hard, praise God. You got to be willing to enlarge your vision, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because God wants us to enlarge our capacity. We keep telling God, well, Lord, won't you do it this way, God? Can you do it this way? Well, then what do you think, praise God? You ask God for $1 million, but you can't even balance your checkbook. You got to make sure, praise God, that you're trying to do the right thing. You ask God for $1,000, but you spend all your money, praise God. We got to be savers sometime, praise God. We gotta think a little harder sometime. We just can't be wasteful. God wants to do things in our lives, but can he trust you with what he's getting ready to do? Is you ready for what he's getting ready to do? Come on, Holy Ghost. Are you ready for it right now, praise God? He wants you to not think with the mentality of poverty. He wants you to think in a positive way, that you will prosper, that you will move on, that you will not only be working for somebody, but you'll be owning something. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. I won't be just a cashier. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I'll manage something. Come on, Holy Ghost. You got to think different in life, praise God. You got to be willing to move forward. You got to not be willing to be stagnant in life. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. I know it's almost time for me to get off. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord. Oh, it's so beautiful. It looks so great. We all love the finished product. Come on, somebody. Hi. Yes, Holy Spirit. But let there be no mistake. Hard work is required for enlargement. Noah had to cut wood and actually build an ark. Abraham had to leave his father's home. Joseph taxed the people and prepared them for famine. Praise God. Jesus had to give life and give eternal life. Maybe you need to change your perspective to receive divine expansion. Jesus said you cannot put new wine in old skins. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. A wineskin is a leather container. When it got old, it would become hard and rigid, not able to expand. If you put new wine in it, when the wine expanded, it burst the wineskin. God is saying to you today and to myself, amen, you are not going to see increase if you're stuck in the old way. We can't be stuck in the old way, old ways of thinking, old habits and sin. We need to work hard, renew our commitment to God, and enlarge our capacity for God. Amen, praise God. It's just like if you had a 5-liter of water to give, and if you only have 1-liter bottle, the problem is, praise God, not with the supply, it is with the ability to receive. If you get rid of the small container and get something larger, you can get more. It's the same principle in God. No, you got to get rid of the 1-liter attitude and enlarge your capacity with God. The Bible says, I'm not going to go no further, praise God, because I know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that it's almost time to go. Praise God, yes, God, I thank you. But I can always finish this on Sunday morning, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. God wants to bless you. He don't want you to carry around, praise God, a little container, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. He wants you to enlarge, enlarge, enlarge the capacity that you will be able to handle what he's getting ready to do in your life. Can you handle it? Praise God. Can you handle the blessing? Amen. Praise God that God is getting ready to pour upon you. Because, yes, we are getting ready to walk into a season of miracles and supernatural blessings. Amen. The same way God says, crossing over into victory. We got manifestation. God is getting ready to upgrade. He's getting ready to give us expansion in life. And we got to be ready, amen, praise God, to receive that what he has for us. My God, I give you the glory. So we thank God today for his grace and his mercy. We thank God, amen, that we are getting ready, amen, to cross over, amen, into a new year. Don't take the old mentality into the new year. Think bigger. Think the way God wants you to think, not the way man wants you to think, because man will keep you in a bubble, but God is the one that breaks you out of the bubble. Come on, Holy Ghost. I give God the glory. It is not time, amen, to be compressed by others. It's time to get into the things of God, that God can do what he wanted. He wants to bless your ministry. He wants to bless your business. Come on, Holy Ghost. He wants to bless your finances. He wants to promote you in the kingdom of God. He wants to promote you on your job. He wants to do all those things. But are you ready to cross over into the new thing that God has for you? Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God, amen, that we are faithful to the Lord tonight. We are getting ready to cross over. I want to do better, God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. I want to live the way you want me to live, God. I want to get into divine alignment, God. I want to go where you go, God. Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me. Yes, Holy Spirit, you won't go wrong, because if you let God in, you got to let God into your heart. Come on, somebody said, let God into my heart. Let God be the throne on your heart. Yes, it's sometimes, praise God, we got everything else on the heart, but God wants to sit on the throne of your heart in this season. And I bet you that you won't go wrong. You won't go wrong. You, Usher, I told you about Shanda. God is getting ready to do something supernatural, and he don't want his people to miss out what he's going to do. Praise God. You've been through the fire. You've been through the flood. You've been all those things. But God says, now I'm getting ready to show myself in your life in the name of Jesus. So we thank God today, amen, as I get ready to close, amen. I just want to say this over you. Father, thank you for your great love and your blessings over our lives. Thank you that your favor has no end, but it lasts for the entire lifetime. Forgive us for sometimes forgetting that you are intimately and quiet and you love us so much. I thank you that you are acquainted with us, with all of our ways. Come on, Holy Ghost. That you know what concerns us, and you covers us as with a shield. We ask that we would walk in your blessings and your goodness, God, that your face would shine on us, that you would open the right doors for our lives and for our loved ones, that you would close the wrong doors and protect us from those we need to walk away from. Establish the work of our hands and bring fulfillment all that you have given us. Come on, somebody, to do in these days. We pray that you would make your way purposeful and our footsteps firm. Out of your goodness and love, give us a heart of wisdom to hear your voice and to make us strong by your huge favor and grace. Lord, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do. We give you glory, God. We thank you. Now let me pray, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, for all the ones, amen, this is the end of the year. This is the end of the year. Make it your business. Come on, somebody. It's not this ministry. This is Mount Carmel International Church. Sow a seed into your soil. Make sure that you bless God's kingdom and let God do what he want to do in your life. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you may do so. You can give me a call at 302-883-9799. Also, we do have a Cash App, so you can call me for that. If you need prayer, because I know that some of you, praise God, are going through a lonely season, and you feel like God is not there. But let me just say this. God is with you until the end of the world. But sometimes we need somebody to talk to. So you can call me at 302-883-9799 for prayer. Amen. Praise God. Know that Jesus loves you. And if you're not saved and you'd like to be saved, yes, Holy Spirit, all you got to do is say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe that you died on the cross and rose on the third day. I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart. And as you prayed that prayer, you asked God to come into your heart, the Holy Spirit into your heart. You are saved. Yes, Holy Spirit. That's all you need to do. Then you find a Bible teaching church, someone that will teach you the right way in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, Father God, for what you have said on today. We thank you, Father God, for we are crossing over into victory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for manifestation. We thank you for the upgrade. We thank you for the expansion, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are watching over us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray a blessing upon your people. I pray for each and every one on this line. I pray for their homes. I pray for their loved ones, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, yes, Holy Spirit, that we are still yet here, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for keeping our family, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, for all things great and small today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, as you have said in your word, God, that no weapon formed against us should prosper, and every tongue that rises up, yes, Holy Spirit, against us in judgment, you shall condemn, God. You said, we are the heritage and the servants of the Lord and the righteousness of me, saith the Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are protecting us. You're shielding us. You are our banner, Father. We give you glory, Father. Now, God, have your way in our lives. Bring divine order in our lives. Everything about our lives, bring divine order. Make the crooked places straight, God, that we will receive the blessings of Abraham, the blessings of Jacob, the blessings of Isaac. We will receive those blessings, God. And we say, thank you, Father. We thank you in advance, Lord. We thank you, God, for moving by your Holy Spirit. Lift your hands up before the Lord. I pray the blessings of the Lord over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Happy New Year. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit. I got to say one thing. I want, if Pastor, amen, Matthew McNeil can just say Happy New Year to you. Praise God, because he is a pastor. He is the founder of this ministry, MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. And I pray, amen, that he be a blessing and to say Happy New Year. Amen. Happy New Year to all of you in Jesus' name. Pastor Matthew, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, man of God.
Yes,
I can. Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. First, I'd like to say thank you for such an outstanding, powerful word to walk into a new season and a new beginning and a new lifestyle with. I just really want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Trust and continue to trust and believe in God no matter what the situation seems like, no matter what the circumstances may seem like. God is still in charge. He's always been in charge. He always will be in charge. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we just got to trust and believe in that way. We just got to believe. We can't waver. We can't doubt. We just got to walk in faith in this season. This is a faith-walking lifestyle. But in this season, remember, we're still going. Some things are still going on. And we can't worry about what the world is doing or the people of the world. We just got to focus on the Lord and ask for instructions and direction and continue to love our neighbor as our neighbor loves, as we want someone to love us. Amen. God bless, and thank
Amen.
You for your time.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Love you.
God bless you. Love you, too.
Amen. Praise God. We have to show our spouses our love. Amen. Praise God. It's nothing. God says when he joined us together, amen, to show love. And I love him and he loves me. Amen. Praise God. That's all that matters. Amen. So we thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Happy New Year's, everybody. Have a blessed and wonderful, wonderful night. Amen.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord. blessing for